Nor change of time can destroy such opulences. Because the devotees accept me as their friend, their relative, their son, preceptor, benefactor, and the supreme deity, they cannot be deprived of their possessions at any time.
Nakarichit masparasan sabute nakhanti no me Animisho Levi Heti Jesamaham Priya Atma Sutasya Sakar Guru Srida Deva Mishtam. So, Yeris explained that how spiritual life is eternal. And without any distraction. Here, in the material world, whatever we have, it is destructible. It will be destroyed. Today, one is my son. So tomorrow, the son may be destroyed. But if you accept Krishna as your son, he'll never be destroyed. That is the difference. Here, whatever opulence you have got, you may have family, friends, sons, daughters, and so many things we possess, we enjoy life. In the varieties of representation. Akam priyachetra sukhaka vitvai janasya mohoyam aham ameti. Here we aspire after having a good apartment, good house, griho, chetra, position, property, athat griha chetra, suta, children, apta, friends, vidya, riches, we possess here. But this position is illusion, janasya mohoyam, because it is not stable. This griha, and that the griha will be destroyed, or I am the inhabitant, I will be destroyed. There will be separation. Here nothing is permanent. Griha chetra sutartha vittari. Definitely it is. We do not understand. We take this permanent. And Krishna, not permanent. But that is not the fact. The fact is that Krishna is permanent, but Krishna's material energy is not permanent. Therefore, it is said, Santurupe, my dear mother, not Kahichit, Makpara. Makpara, Mak, in Bhagavan is speaking, Makpara. Whenever, and in Bhagavad Gita also there are many words, Makpara. Cooler number, Makpara. The same thing. Here also, Kapila, the Supreme Personality of Godhead says, Matpara means my devotees. My devotees who have taken me as his son, friend, lover, master. There are so many rasas, Santaras, Dasaras, Sakharas, Bhaksandaras, Madhujaras, in so many. Those rasas or melas are represented here in the material world in a temporary. Here we have got the same rasa. I love my son, I love my friend, I love my husband. There is love. But this is all temporary. But if you transfer this love to Krishna, either as your master or the supreme, or as friend, or as your son, or as your lover or husband, it will never be destroyed. That is permanent. This is the Bible. But the Mayavadis, they cannot understand. They think that in the spiritual world, there is no more such relationship as master, friend, or father and son, or beloved and the lover. There is no such thing. But here in the Shastra we say that that is real life. This is not real life. It is shadow. In the Bhagavad Gita in the 15th chapter, it has been described as shadow, urdhamulam adhosata, asattham prahu abhyam, asattham. We have an experience of variance. It is very durable. It stands for many, many hundreds of years. Therefore, this material world has been compared with the asattham, asattham tree, very real and very expansive. It goes on increasing, increasing. That is very nice expand in the 15th chapter. Then it is called urdhamulam. Urdhamulam means here we have got experience. The tree has got its roots underneath. Down. But this material world, which is compared with the Ashwatthama tree, the root is upside and the branch is downside. That means it is shadow. We can experience of this tree, Urdhamula, the root upside and the branch is downside. We have got experience, where it is. In the shadow, if you stand on the bank of the river or the reservoir of water, and if there is any tree by the side of that reservoir of water, you will find the shadow, urdhamula, the root upside and the branch is downside. In fact, it's the same tree. But it is shadow, there is no fact. It is simply shadow. Many places it has been compared with the mileage, mileage in the desert, replied, in bright sunshine, in the desert, you'll find that there is water. So, the thirsty animal, they think there is water, they jump over it, and the animal runs after the water, and the water also goes away, goes away. Sometimes we have got also experience in bright sunshine on the street, we find exactly a shadow of water, but there is no water. Tejo Bharanit, Amrita, in the Bhagavad it is stated, Tejo Bharanit, Amrita, sometimes in the water we see land, and on land we can see water. This is called Marichita, or Myret. Similarly, actual life, our life means you are enjoying some rasa, some relationship. I enjoy in the family with my children, there is some rasa. They are calling me father, I am enjoying. Or somebody is calling me a son, I am enjoying. Some woman is calling me husband, I am enjoying. Some woman I am calling wife. Some person I am calling servant. And he's calling me, this relationship we endure. But this enjoyment is shadow. This is not real enjoyment. We have no information. This enjoyment can be achieved in a similar way with Krishna. Krishna therefore comes in person just to teach us how you can enjoy with Krishna the same relationship. You can Krishna accept your master as the supreme. You can accept Krishna as your friend. You can accept Krishna as your son, Vatsundaras, just like Mahārāja Yasodā and Nanda Maharaj, Vasudeva, or Devaki, they are all devotees. Nobody can become the father and mother of Krishna or the Supreme Personality of God. That is not possible. He is the Supreme Father. Ahama Bija Padaptika. He is everyone's father. Sarvajuni Shukontriya. Therefore, those who are not Krishna conscious, those who do not know how our relationship can be established with Krishna. They ask that, who is the father of Krishna? If Krishna is the father of everyone, then who is the father of Krishna? That is natural question, because we are thinking Krishna like us. But this Shastra says that he is the father of everyone, but nobody is his father. Anadi Adi Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Vajam. Anadi. Anadi means he has no beginning. It's like we are beginning from our father. Our life begins from our father. The father begets the child. And the birth is the beginning of our life. Similarly, we think that Krishna is also child, Vasudeva and Devaki. Therefore, he has the beginning. But Krishna is not like that. In the Bhagavad, it is described about the Krishna's birth. Krishna appeared as Narayana, Chaturbhuj, before Vasudeva and Devaki. But Devaki, because previously, her 7 sons were killed by Kamsa. So, Devaki immediately prayed to the Lord that this time you have appeared as the Supreme Lord Vishnu, now immediately Vamsavati formerly when so many sons appear as human child, they were killed, and Vamsavati is searching after killing God, Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Now you have appeared exactly 400 miles immediately. That is aperture. That is called Yogamaya aperture. So kindly, you appear as ordinary human child. This is the description in the Bhagavatam about Krishna's birth. So he did not appear immediately as a human child. He appeared first of all as a 400 Narayana. Then on the request of the father and mother, he became a child. This picture we have got in our Krishna book. So that is the position of Krishna. Krishna is the father of everyone. That is said in Bhagavad Gita. Sarva yoni sukantira sambhavanti murtayaja tasam mahat brahma aham api mahat brahma tasam mahat brahma yoni aham api yatuta. The material world, the material nature is the mother of our living entities, and the flesh, to give birth to a child, there is necessity of father and mother. So Krishna says that I am the Bija Pradapita. So he is everyone's father. But who may ask, then he is his father. See, his father is devotee. When he accepts anyone as his father, that father is his devotee. That is said here, that karahichit makvara isamaham priya atma sutasya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is loved by the devotee as their son, as his son. Sutasya. Somebody loves Krishna as his son. See, Vasudeva and Devaki, in their previous life, they underwent severe hostilities. After their marriage, they immediately were not anxious to beget child. They went to the forest and began practicing austerity and penance, severe, some hundreds of years. Then Krishna appeared, then what do you want? Why you are undergoing so much severe? No, we want a son like you. Then we enter into the family. So Krishna said that where is another Krishna? His God is one. See, if you want a son like me, then I will have to become your son. There is no competitor. God has no competitor. God is one. Eka Brahma, Ditya Nasti. This is it. Krishna therefore says, Mamikam. Mamikam. Sarvadhanman Paritpajya, Mamikam. Krishna is one. But Krishna can expand. That is Krishna. The Mayavadi philosopher says that if Krishna has become everything, then where is Krishna? Krishna is finished. This is Mayavadi philosopher. That is materialistic idea. That when you take a big piece of paper and you tear it into small pieces and throw it, then the paper has no existence. The paper is finished. But Krishna is now like that. Advaita Achyuti Anadi Ananta Rupa Adyam Purana Purusa Navajogunacha. He has expansion many, many thousands, many, many millions. Just like Krishna says, Ishara Sarva Bhutana Hiddete Arjuna Tishtati. Krishna is situated in everyone's heart. And there are many millions and trillions of Brahma. Not only human beings, there are animals, there are trees, plants, aquatic species, so many. There is no counting of living entities. And so, and the Paramatma, Krishna's another feature, he is everywhere. That does not mean the same materialistic idea that he, Krishna, has entered so many millions of hearts and where is the existence of Krishna. This is called Maya. Nirvishesh. The Krishna is finished. No, Krishna is not finished. Krishna still remains. That is Vedic Indiansa. Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. We read this Vedic mantra, still we think Krishna is finished. Because he has entered so many hearts of living entity, that Krishna is finished. There is no more. That is Niyakarma. But that is not the Vedic Bhasa. Vedic Bhasa means that he, not only Krishna's incarnation, but in Krishna, the full 10% God, if he is distributed, or if he distributes himself in many millions of parts, he still is there, in the same strength. Just like if you take some blood, my energy, out of my body, then after taking some quantity, my body becomes weak, because so much energy is taken out. But the Veda says, purnasya purnamadaya. Purnamiva Vishishyate. The balance is full. That is Krishna. You take full strength. Krishna is Sarvishakti Purna, Almighty. So you take Almighty. And in millions and millions of units, it stays Almighty. That is Krishna. So we have to understand Krishna in that way. And if we can understand Krishna, janma karma samedhi bam jo janati tattva. This tattva you will understand from the Vedic literature. What is tattva? Vadanti tattva tattva tattvam jad jnanam advayam. So, Krishna is never diminished. There is a little story, very interesting. So, one poor boy, he was a student in his school, and his teachers, annual ceremony of father's death would be held. So he requested all his students, what he will give me contribution. Formally the teacher was not taking any salary. But whatever he wanted, the students will bring a red form, parents' house or by begging. That was the system. The teacher would not charge anything. And Brahmana cannot be charge anything. Generally, the Brahmana teachers, that is one of the profession of the Brahmana. Everyone must have livelihood. The Brahmana livelihood is paham paham. He must become a learned scholar, and he makes others also learned scholars. That is Brahmana. Patan patan jajan jana dana pratigraha sakkarma. Six kinds of profession for the Brahmana. And Kshatriya's profession is to give protection to the citizen and levy some tax. 25%, not more than that. Whatever is income you owe, give 25% to the custody of things. That's all. That includes sales tax, this tax, that tax, so many tax. Income tax, all finished. You give 25%. And if you have no income, no tax. Not like that. Even if you have no income, now, last year you get so much tax, you must give. Otherwise your poverty is so. Not like that. So that is Kshatriya Vrinda. Similarly, Vaishya Vrinda, this is Gaura Samanya. Agriculture, power protection. And if there is excess foodstuff, then you can fail, make clear. Kudras, they simply help. So this teacher, the original story, the teacher asked the student, why? Somebody said, I contribute this cloth, somebody said, that is. Somebody said something. Now there was one poor student. He had no means, he was very poor. So he was asked. So he replied that I cannot say anything without asking my mother. All right, ask your mother and tell me tomorrow. So he asked, my dear mother, all my class friend has promised the teacher to contribute this, that. So my turn is there, what can I promise? My mother said, my dear son, now we are so poor, we cannot give anything. But if Krishna gives, he is Dinabandhu, the friend of the poor. See, if he gives something to you, you can promise. Oh, where is Krishna? What is his name? And his name is Dinabandhu, friend of the poor. Where is he? I understand that he is in the forest. So he went to the forest and called, Dinabandhu, brother. Well, he began to cry. Krishna came. When the devotee is very much eager to see him, Krishna comes. He very kind. So, why you are asking? My mother, you are Dinabandhu. So this is my condition, sir. What can I promise? So, he says that you promise that you supply sugar. Dahi. You supply dahi. So, you are very much satisfied. And he came to the teacher that my Dinabandhu brother, Dada, he will supply dahi for sugar. Oh, that's nice, very good. So on the day of ceremony, say, he went to the forest again and called Dinabandhu Dada, and he gave him a small pot of the jiva, a small pot. He was a child, he did not know, and he brought it to the teacher. Now, this is my contribution. My Dinabandhu brother didn't feel that. There are hundreds and thousands of people will be giving foodstuff and this much dahi. He became very angry. He did not cry, and the pot fell down, and the sugar also fell down. But after some time, when he came, he saw the sugar has fallen down, the pot is full. Then he again dropped it, again it is full. He dropped it, again it is full. Then he could understand that he is spiritual. Purnasya purnamadaya, purnamiva vishishya. You take the whole thing, it is the whole thing. That is Krishna. Not that because you have taken something, 1 minus 1 = 0. No. In the spiritual world, 1 minus 1 = 1. And 1 plus 1 = 1. That is called upgrade. There is no duality. Plus and minus, they are two things. But in the spiritual world, either plus or minus, the same. That is to be understood. That is called absolute, upgrade. So, if you love Krishna, there will be no destruction like the material things. and then you love him as your master. Here, master is so wrong, you are serving. The master is pleased. And the servant is pleased, so long you are paying. But in the spiritual world, there is no such thing. If I cannot serve under certain condition, then master is pleased. And the servant also, if the master does not pay, he is also pleased. That is called oneness, absolute. That is, this example is here. There are so many students in this institution who we are not paying anything, but they do everything for me. This is spiritual relations. Then Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, when he was in London, his father gave me the Motilal Nehru 300 rupees for keeping his servant. Then once he went to London, so he saw that the servant is not there. But the Pandit said, "Where is your servant?" He said, "No, what is the use of servant? I have no nothing to do. I do it personally." "No, no, I wanted that an Englishman should be your servant." So he has to pray for it. This is an example. I have got hundreds and thousands of servants, so I haven't got to pray. This is spiritual innocence. This is spiritual innocence. They are serving not for being paid. What I have got, I am poor Indian. What can I pay? But the serving servant is out of love, spiritual love. Now I am also teaching them without any salary. This is spiritual. Fullness of Purnama, everything is full. So if you accept the Swami as your son, as your friend, as your lover, he'll never be cheated. So try to accept Krishna. Give up this false, illusory servant or son or father or lover. You'll be cheated. If you love your son with your heart and soul, that very son will maybe someday your most veritable enemy. Yes. This is the world. The wife you love so much, but the wife may be someday so great enemy that she can kill it for her own interest. There are so many instances. So if you want to have real, the Mayavadi philosophers, they are afraid of having such relationships again because they have got bitter experience of this material world. They want to make it zero. No more relationship. No more son, no more doctrine, no more lover, no more master, because we have got very bitter experience of this thing. I am disgusted with this thing and make it zero. But that is not the fact. The fact is that if you make the same relationship with Krishna, it will never become zero. It will be enthusiastic more and more. Ananda Ambudhi Vardhana, it is said. Ambudhi, Ambudhi means sea. This morning we are walking, the sea cannot come, overflow, and the darkness limitation. That is called, we have no experience, the sea is increasing. No. But in the spiritual world, Ananda Ambudhi, the ocean of spiritual breeze is increasing. Here, the Ananda Ambudhi, I have got some relationship with my father, with my wife, with my husband, with my master, but it will decrease by and by. the religious and civil personal interest. If you pay me, I am serving. If you serve me, then I am paying. This is relation, time, man, duality. And in the absolute world, it is something different. Therefore, here it is said that Nakavesit Matpara Santuru Pish Jesa Maham Priya Atma Sutastra Sakha Guru. You can establish your relationship in so many. There is no question of making it zero. Because that is reality. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita 15th chapter, we stated, the shadow of the tree, the shadow of the tree has got the branches, fruit, leaves, everything is there. But it is non-reality. The real reality is art in the spiritual world. And that is shadow. Urdha mulam adoshaha. There is a very practical example in here. Urdha mulam. The real mula is art. Therefore, we sometimes find that the lowest abominable thing is the highest there. Because the opposite, you see the upside of the tree down, but the upside is there. Therefore, the rasas, there are so many mellows, and the parakya ras means love without marriage. That is called parakya ras. Therefore, you will find the parakya ras, Krishna's loving affair to the gopis without marriage. That is called parakya ras. Parakya ras is the first topmost releasable spiritual bliss. Dr. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended, Ramma Kashi Tupasana Rajabadhu Bhagavita Sanjita. Krishna displayed everything. So, to attract us, that you are captivated by this material, jara rasa, material rasa. There is rasa. Otherwise, why a man is working so hard to maintain the family? Unless there is some ananda, why is that? Nobody is taking so much hard responsibility for others. But children, wife, family, they say, there is, unless there is some ananda, how he can take? So the relationship has got ananda. But this ananda is flickering, illusion. Atat Grihat Chetra Sutata Vittai Janasya Mohoyam. This is moha. It is not stay. It is temporary. Illusion. So don't be attached to this illusion. Tamasi ma. Tamasi means ignorance. In ignorance, if you accept somebody's son or wife or friend, that is darkness. It's not actual fact, ignorance. Tamasima, Jyotidama, go to the light. Have real friendship, real fatherhood, real lover, real beloved, real son. Another point is that a devotee, real devotee, he doesn't want to be the son of God. He wants to be the father of God. Why? And the father means he will simply give to the son. And son means he will simply take. So that's why in the Christian philosophy it is said, O God, give us our daily bread. This is one philosophy. That's a fact. God is giving. He is called the Bahunam Vigadati Kama. God is feeding everyone. That's a fact. But the devotee does not want to take anything from God. He does not worship God but his daily bread. The one who asks daily bread from God, they are pious. But they are not devotees. চতুর্বিদা ভজন্তে মাং সুকৃতি ন অর্জুন আর্থ অর্থাৎ জিজ্ঞাসু জ্ঞানী তো ভরত কৃষ্ণ সে ফোর কাইন্ডস অফ বিগিনার্স অফ ডিভোট ডিভোশন ফোর কাইন্ডস হোয়াট আর হোয়ার দেস আর্থ আর্থ মিন্স ওয়ান ইজ ডিস্ট্রেস অর্থাৎ ওয়ান ইজ ইন ওয়ান্ট অফ মানি আর্থ জিজ্ঞাসু ওয়ান ইজ সার্চিং আফটার নলেজ জ্ঞানী অ্যান্ড ওয়াইজ ম্যান আউট অফ দিস আর ওয়ান অর থার্টি দে লো গ্রেড ওয়ান পিপল দোজ আর জ্ঞানী অ্যান্ড জিজ্ঞাসু দে হায়ার জেনারেলি দে লোয়ার বাট দে আর নট পিওর ডিভোট পিওর ডিভোট ইজ অ্যাজ ইউ হ্যাভ এক্সপ্লেইন ইয়ারস্টারডে ইজ ডু নট ওয়ান্ট এনিথিং ফ্রম গড Even liberation, they do not want. What to speak on this material? Therefore, the philosophy of becoming the father of Krishna is very perfect. Because one hasn't got two hearts, like the son asks from the father, father, give me this, bring me this. Because devotee one doesn't want to ask anything from. Then how he can become son? Son business is to ask from father. Therefore they do not aspire to become the son of Godhead, but they aspire to be father of God. This is practice. Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj, father. Vasudeva, father. So Krishna is always asked, this Krishna is always asking to Shakti, Breshta, Maharaja, all is demanding. And if she refuses, she will create disturbance. And Mata Jasoda is always thinking that if I do not feel Krishna nicely, he will die. This is love. This is love. That's why it is said that Jethamaham Priya Atma Sutas. The devotee accepts Krishna as Sutta, as son. Not as father. Father means exact. In this way, if you will actually establish, establish means re-establish. It is already established. We have got different types of relationship. That is called Sarupsiddhi. Sarupsiddhi, when you are perfect in spiritual life, you will understand what is your relationship with Krishna. Automatically. That is called Sarasvati. We have got original relationship with Krishna. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Chaitanya Chaitanya. That is just like you are son of some gentleman. That is a fact. It is not that the son becomes father or the father becomes son. No. The son, the father is father. Similarly, we have got an eternal relationship with Krishna. Either as father, or as lover, or as servant, like that. So, that is self-realization. When you will be perfect in loving Krishna, then in what status of life we love, that will under, that will be the he. That is called Sarupsiddhi. So Sarupsiddhi is not something artificial. When one becomes perfectly spiritually realized, then he understands what is his relationship with Krishna and he begins his service in that relationship as father, as friend, as guru, or as servant, like that. So this relationship is eternal. So instead of being attached to this temporary relationship, somebody thinking that I have to serve my father and mother, that is my first duty. That's how life. First of all, you select who is your father and mother. Now you have got a certain living entity as your father. Again, as you change body, your father may be somebody else. Today you have got a father, human being. And tomorrow you may have a father who may not be human being. You have to accept a dog as your father or a cat as your father. So your father is changed with the change of your body. So first of all, figure, who is your father? The dog is your father, the man is your father, the cat is your father, who is your father? The tree is your, the seed is your father. Then you become devotee. But that you cannot do. Therefore, Krishna says, sarva dhammān parityajya māmekam saraṇam. You accept him as your son, as your friend, as your master, then you'll be happy. Thank you very much.